we wouldn't be religious unless we wanted to avoid sin and do more than we have to do under penalty of sin. The devil knows that. And consequently, his favorite means or technique is to cause worry, discouragement, and sisters, and worry about spiritual things, like what? Like scrupulosity. I worry about my past life. Me, a religious. And then you say to yourself, but my past life, am I in God's friendship? Anything which causes worry, anxiety, discouragement, sisters, for us religious, take it as the church's infallible teaching is from the devil. And therefore, to overcome the devil, I think I told you there are two kinds of temptations. There are temptations we are to resist, and there are temptations we are to ignore. So we are to ignore what causes anxiety or worry. Of course, I must be sincere. I want to do God's will. If I'm sincere and want to do God's will, and something causes me to worry or be discouraged, I am being tempted. Last question. For the best way of overcoming is the devil's temptations. The best way is first to know that I am being tempted. And then, the devil does not tempt in the same way different people. In general, this is a basic law of the spiritual life. In general, a person who is trying to do God's will sincerely, then what does the devil do? He disturbs. He causes, I repeat, anxiety, worry. You may not even know you're being tempted, but you're getting worried. Suspect the devil. I repeat, provided the person is one who sincerely wants to do God's will. What about those people who are living in sin? Does the devil still tempt those people? Sure. But what does the devil do then? Oh, the devil tempts them to be at peace. Don't worry. There's nothing to worry about. Does that make sense? The devil is smart. And sisters, these are two laws of the spiritual life. And consequently, the best way, the first way of overcoming temptations of the devil is to know you're being tempted by the devil. Now, sisters, you know there are three sources of temptation. Do you know that? Three. What are they? The world, the flesh, and the devil. What's the world? I'll go a little overtime. Is that okay? Just. So, the world is the attractive behavior of sinful persons. the attractive behavior of sinful persons. That's the world. Sisters, there is no temptation, never any temptation, which is not attractive, which is not appealing, which is not sweet. A bitter temptation is a contradiction in terms. So, if sinners were all ugly, and you couldn't stand the sight of them, well, you know, temptations for the world. Oh, they are so nice, so sweet, so appealing. That's the world, the flesh. What's the flesh? What is a long word which is part of our faith? Temptations are not sisters only. Oh no. How many capital sins are there, sisters? How many? How many?
Seven.
Do you know their names? I give you the memory scheme. Places G. Remember? Places G. Pride, lust, anger, covetousness, envy, sloth, and gluttony. Places G. Now the flesh, sisters, are not only temptations of the flesh. They are the temptations that we are all subject to because we have a fallen human nature. Or as I like to call it, a falling human nature. Sisters, you're all naturally proud. Did you know that? Father, please, watch your language. We are naturally lustful, naturally irascible, naturally greedy, naturally envious. Sisters, believe me, they are naturally lazy. Did you know that?
Yes.
And naturally gluttonous. That's the flesh. And then the devil. So, I repeat, how do you cope with the temptations of the devil? To know how I am being tempted. And the iron law is, for those who want to serve God faithfully, whatever it is, I may not think it's a temptation. Does it cause me worry, anxiety? Then I'm being tempted by the devil. And now, can we take a break? Resume at Adichinque. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Queen of angels,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.